Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
You get to experience it for breakfast.
He's like, hello!
The Toucher and Rich Show on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Five Sports Hub, Toucher and Rich. Another huge shipment of Hey Guys Hey t-shirts are available for sale right now on the 98.5thesportshub.com website. So go to the 98.5thesportshub.com website and buy your Hey Guys Hey shirts.
Mm-hmm. They're all ready to go for you. So they sold out really quick last time. So just as a warning, you might want to get them now. All right, so last night was the NBA Awards. And no Celtics ended up winning really anything last night. I know that Brad Stevens was up for Coach of the Year. He did not win. I'll tell you what, though. Dwayne Casey from the Raptors ended up winning. And that is a horribly uncomfortable moment to be a guy who won Coach of the Year and you walked there on stage and you were just fired. I mean, he's now with the Pistons. He ended up interviewing for that. But I thought that I do want to play this before we get to the shenanigans. This was kind of I thought that Casey handled this about as well as you possibly could. Remember, dude just got fired after giving the Raptors the best regular season record, I think, in Raptors history.
Yep.
And then they end up getting their asses handed to them by the Cleveland Cavaliers. 2 years in a row, they got swept. So here's Casey up on stage.
I'm going to say this. You know, when you get fired, which I did recently, I don't know if you knew that or not, after winning Coach of the Year, you know, you always doubt yourself a little bit. You think, okay, can I do this? Do I want to do this again? And then I interviewed with Tom Gores, the owner of the Detroit Pistons, who he and I connected, and he's given me the opportunity that I'm very appreciative of for someone to believe in you. And that's all you want as a player and also as a coach, an owner who believes in you and trusts you with his franchise. And I appreciate that. I'm looking forward to working with Arn and also Ed Stefanski. And again, thank you so much. And so many other, great coaches in the league. But thank you, and have a great summer.
Okay, I thought that was pretty well done.
So this is, what is this? Is this like the NHL awards? Or
it's with slightly better hosts. Okay. And I'm actually not being sarcastic. Like slightly better hosts.
So this is, what was this on?
It was on TNT. So it was hosted by Anthony Anderson. And you had, to your right, they brought the NBA on TNT crew up there. You know, Ernie Johnson and Charles Barkley Shaq and Kenny Smith. So they were there too. And it was 2 hours, and it kind of flew by. It was I don't want to say it was well done, but at least it didn't linger. You know, they kind of had stuff to fill all the spots. However, there were moments where, do you know who DJ Khaled is?
Yeah, he's the richest guy in the history of the world.
Is he?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. He's everywhere. That's okay. Right.
I don't know how. I don't know why.
True.
But he's involved with every brand that comes out. Okay. He's very rich.
This is coming from someone who obviously pays very little attention to what's going on now in hip-hop. But to me, he seems like the biggest poser on the planet. I've heard, like, you know, some of his hits. Like, I know he's produced, like, a lot of stuff for Bieber. He did that I'm the One song. He doesn't seem like he's got, like... He's like the most talented guy in the world.
Well, I'm not saying he's talented at all. I'm just saying he's very wealthy.
I see him like doing commercials for like everything. Like, yes. He's like, yo, you know, these new troll dolls. I'm down with them, man. They're cool.
Yes.
Hatchimals. What's up?
Hence my theory. He's very wealthy. Yeah.
Okay. So he comes out on stage. And he's with, one of Destiny's Child, the one who's not Beyonce.
Oh, wow. They really landed one there.
And they come walking out on stage, and here's DJ Khaled.
How y'all doing out there, everybody? Good? Bless up, bless up. I know y'all know this, but I'm going to say it anyways. This is the greatest game in the world. with the greatest athletes in the planet.
So one of the guy who invented Parcheesi's saying, you son of a bitch. That's libelous.
That's right. The Hungry Hungry Hippos guy is like, F you, DJ Khaled.
I mean, just to go off and go off half-cocked and start saying untruths.
Right.
And that's really playing to the audience, too. This is the greatest game ever. Yeah, sure. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I would do it.
It's like, I heard Boston likes to party.
Yeah.
And yet, every year some rooks come in and make sure everybody knows their name. Basically, they came to secure the bag. Wale, what up, boy?
This season was no different.
Wait, what did I miss? Well, Wally, the cartoon character, was...
No, but
he found Waldo.
There was that and the secure the what? What did he say?
Secure the bag.
I don't know what
Wally,
that,
what up, buddy?
I'm an idiot, I guess. I don't know what
who's
that
Wally,
means.
Wally Zerbiak?
That's right, the Zerb. Like, he got, you know, defensive player of the year. The Zerb man.
Who was he referring to?
Wally, the rapper. But it's just like in the middle of his speech, like, Wally, what up, man?
If oh, yeah, Wally, I'm being told it was Wally Backman.
Okay, all right.
Nice. Second baseman for the 86 Mets.
Right.
There.
So then they come back, and they do this big thing where it's like, defensive player of the year,
nothing
Anthony
more exciting.
Davis.
Nothing more exciting than the defensive player of the year.
It was actually
fundamental.
Well, I mean, it was like block shots, which was kind of good. I mean, it was more exciting than you're making it out to be.
Yeah.
And then they come back, and they show this big highlight right here. And by the way, what's her name from Destiny's Child? Hardly spoken. She's hardly said a word. So here comes them back for commercial.
She's right.
You're not Beyonce. Shut up.
Yeah, just you stand
you're like the, you're like the ugly guy from the Goo Goo Dolls. They just hide him behind Johnny Resnick.
That's right.
Just want everybody to know I'm working on my new album called Father of a Son. Make sure y'all check that out when it does come out. Shaq, salute. What's up, man? What's up, my brothers, Charles, everybody, the whole team, love. Check this out. And the 2018 Kia MB.
Okay.
He's plugging his album.
I'm making this a commercial.
And sending shout outs while they're waiting to see who's the defensive
see,
player.
I understand
here.
Plugging the record.
No,
I have no idea.
No. An award show?
Why not?
No.
But why not?
Because you have like 20 seconds to move things along.
My point being, at least there's something to that. Pointing out the men that have been doing pre and post game for the entire season.
Or they're sitting on stage next to you.
Yeah, seems rather unnecessary.
I would say all of this seems rather unnecessary.
Right.
Kia NBA Rookie of the Year is
Ben Simmons.
That's right. So they go on from there. I mean, just DJ Khaled just to me just seems like the biggest poser. I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one who thinks that. But you
I'm real popular. I know all these people. Like,
what up, Wale?
That's like, all see right, all dude, these calm people. Down.
Now there was a moment, and unfortunately, this is visual, but I'll play you what happened. And this was fantastic.
I'm so honored.
So this is Charles Barkley and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar up on stage, and they're about to give the Lifetime Achievement Award to Oscar Robertson. So here we go.
I'm so honored to be here tonight and present this award. Because I know about my history of the game. Sitting at this table right here is living legends. You got Chet the Jet Walker, Mr. Elgin Baylor. Thank you for everything you did for me. We got Mr. Bill Russell. Thank you.
Okay. So at that moment, the camera pots to Bill Russell, and he's laughing, and he looks at Charles Barkley and gives him the middle finger. Like, right on TV, just like, and I'm talking, it wasn't like a hidden one. He, like, flips him right
but
off.
But it's very talented, because he's able to bend his ring and index fingers such a way that it's, he's, like, not holding his fingers down, like, in a fist with his middle finger.
That's a good point.
Right. He's doing it, like, au naturel.
Yeah, he bent it in a way that if you tried to recreate it, I don't know if you could.
It just shows his athleticism.
Yeah, he sent out a tweet, by the way, yesterday. He said, sorry, everyone, I forgot it was live TV, and I can't help myself whenever I see Charles. It's just pure instinct. Hashtag Birdman. So then, listen, this wasn't exactly the NHL Awards, but there were some moments where you said to yourself, well, maybe these people were possibly on the list for the NHL Awards.
All right, here we go. Hopefully this is the right one.
Please welcome from TMT's Claws, Niecy Nash.
Claws?
What?
Hiss.
First of all,
they just call me Claws.
Notice how even the voiceover guy seems ashamed to be saying this because he's so quiet in the mix. Well, it sounds like Marv Albert, but he's so buried in the mix, like he didn't want anyone to hear him.
Yeah.
Yeah, who is this you want me to read? Can I whisper it?
TNT's new show. Gone.
Not renewed.
Gone in an hour. Yes.
Please welcome from TMT's Claws, Niecy Nash and Carucci Tran.
Oh, I love Carucci. I love Carucci. Every time that he's in something, every time Carucci's in something, I love that I'm completely unaware of it. So much money and time has been spent into things that I've never seen, nor will I ever.
Somebody said, you know what these NBA awards need?
I'm Darcy Oak, and I am a magician.
It needs more magic.
From Claws. Like, TMT went through all that trouble to make Claws, and no one's ever going to see it. Like, this has been someone's livelihood for a year, and just to dump it.
I am so happy to be here tonight.
To finally be on television.
This is my one shot where someone might see me.
I'm so happy to be on something someone is going to watch at one point in my career.
So happy to be here tonight.
Yeah, girl, I'm happy to be here too.
Why? I don't need no help.
Yes, you do. And because it's the teammate award.
You can tell the chemistry that they have on Claws immediately. They seem to really be like a Laurel and Hardy.
It's like the Odd Couple, you know? They really got this going.
I don't need your help. I got Claws.
And we're teammates. Best friends.
No.
Besties.
No.
BFFs.
No. We're co-workers.
Well, bestie.
So everyone watch Claws. So, ladies and gentlemen, run to your TV guides and highlight Claws.
Perhaps Marv knew what was coming.
That's why he was all whispering.
Marv was really had an idea.
People stumbling all over the DVR. Wait, where can I find Claws?
All of a sudden, these guys don't feel too bad.
We have something special for you guys tonight.
That's right, boys.
For the guys from the LH NHL
Same
Awards.
Chemistry.
They're high-fiving each other.
Rudy.
Yes.
Same thing.
Very similar to Raider Rudy.
Yes.
Well, bestie, if we were teammates, I'd compare you to this guy, the one the players chose as this year's ultimate teammate.
Okay, which obviously off the charts, the Claws. We do have to record that, I'm sure.
I'm sure we do. We can get into Claws. All right. There is a mystery afoot here at the radio station. And we are not in this building for much longer. And so they're telling people to get rid of their personal items as we move to the scenic Dorchester, a move that everyone's thrilled about.
There has been a heist, a theft here, and someone who works on one of the shows that follows us is responsible.
I've been watching that evil genius, and there's many twists and turns in this story, just like on that case.
We will have one of the, I don't want to say witnesses, but someone who might know a little more than the rest of us from one of the shows after us on the phone with us next.
Yeah, someone who, you know, keeps his eye on his crew at the Kowloon. So maybe he'll know.
It's T&R.
I heard you like to party.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I mean, that's not the way human beings act.
Follow these guys on Twitter at Toucher and Rich.
Boy, did Twitter explode.
Five, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. There is intrigue at the station. The station has a long history of things going missing. My biggest one is regardless of where I sit, there's like a common area. Like if something's in the kitchen on a table, that's pretty much free reign. That's like people letting you know. It's like when you put something at the curb at your house that you just want someone to take. But
it's like Alston Christmas. Right. It's when everyone leaves their junk out in front and you just get whatever you want.
So I have this area behind me where I had a case of 10 bottles of Bushmills. I was doing an endorsement for them, and I came in the next morning, and there was one left. Someone had taken 9 and done me the favor of leaving me one. I've had golf clubs taken out of here. But, Rich, this is an especially heinous crime.
Yeah, this seems to be next-level stuff. So yesterday after the show, we're in the Jock Lounge in the back that all the shows share. It's a very small little room with, like, two little desks. And somebody gave me a package that had been delivered upstairs. And it's a box, and it has my name on it, dress on it, and everything. So I open it up, and inside of it was this very nice, like, Comcast remote control that was sent to me. Like, you know, it's kind of like an upgrade, very nice one, like kind of a cool thing. So I put it back in the box. And yesterday when I left, I forgot it, and I left the box here. Now, once again, this is the remote. And when you open up the box that it came in, there was another box, and then you had to open it up and then dig through a few things to find that there was indeed a remote in it. So I put it back, and I take off. I get a text yesterday from Tony Maz around 1:30. And he said, are you aware that you left a Comcast remote control in the Jock Lounge? Do you need it, or can I use it on one of my TVs at home? And so I was taking a nap at the time, so a couple hours later.
A couple things about that. One, you really want to use it at one of your TVs at home? What were you? I thought you were going to milk a cow with it. Like,
I just want to use it.
I want to use it on one of my TVs at home. Right. Oh, do you?
Yes.
Do you want to use that television remote on one of your TVs?
Right.
And secondly, he obviously saw an open box that had your name on it and started digging through it.
Okay, now that, I'm not going to say that much, because someone else, here's the deal. Let me finish the story. So I texted him back. I said, hey, Tony, I saw this a few hours later. I said I was taking a nap. I opened it and had to run out for the show. You know, leave it for me. And he texted back around 6 o'clock. He says, I think somebody already took it. I walked in the Jock Lounge and it's gone. And I put, well, because of course someone did. Holy moly, you got to be kidding me. So that means that not only did someone between whenever that was, 1:45 and 6 o'clock, take the remote.
Well, we know one thing. It's got to be someone with a TV.
It has to be someone with a TV. But the other thing is unlike something just sitting out there, someone had to open up a box that had my name on it. Like, my name is sitting on this box right here. So someone saw a box, went, oh, Rich Schertenlieb. And then they had to pull out another box and then open said box and dig through it to find the remote.
Now, the theory was, and Fred had this in the 6 o'clock hour, that how did it get out of the box? Well, Tony Maserati must have reached in, taken it out, and seen that it was a remote. That's how it got out of the box.
And I would say to that is not 100% true, because someone before him could have come out and taken it out and left it out sitting on the desk.
What would be the point of that?
Just because someone was rummaging through it and took a look.
But why wouldn't I put it back in the box?
I don't know. But maybe we get some people who saw this. Because that means the culprit is obviously someone either on the Zolak and Bertrand show or someone who works for Felger
and Zolak wasn't here, which takes away a prime suspect. Jimmy Stewart, hello.
Hey, guys, hey.
Hey, what's up, Jay Stu? What do you know about this?
I have to blame you for this, because we use that shared office, and you leave so much crap on that back computer desk that, like, it could have been just something else that you just discarded. Like, you leave full cups of coffee and sometimes food on that back desk.
Never food. Never food.
Box.
That's never me. Not food.
I removed from the back computer area to the front computer area, and I actually almost threw it away. And then it was heavy, so I just kind of left it by where Fred usually sits when you guys have your show meeting.
Which is immaculate. I get rid of my things. That's
right. You keep your desk nice and tidy, Fred, which I know people who use it appreciate it.
In fairness, I do leave like a cup of coffee or something sitting there, but never food. I don't eat here.
Coffee there for 4 days.
Yeah, that could have been me. but more than likely it was me. Okay, so what do you know about this box? Like, were you guys, like, going through it? Who took it out of the box?
I'm probably sure that I took it out to make sure that it wasn't, you know, more Rich Schertenlieb leftover trash. And I probably left it double boxed there. I know that we had a discussion as to who was going to take it home, and I'm not a Comcast guy, so...
Why would you discuss who's going to take it home when it had my name on it?
Well, I don't know.
All right, so who was in this discussion?
Well, obviously, Maserati.
I will only say that it was Maz and I.
Okay, so,
are you covering for someone, James?
No, it's Maserati and him. I don't know how this is so hard. Now, Tony Maserati.
And then Maz realized that your name was on it and sent you a text message about it.
Yes, that's right. And I texted him back, and I said, yeah, you know, I'm going to get it tomorrow. And then he said, well, it's already gone.
Well, Rich, this should be easy to figure out. We have cameras all around the building.
See, I did not know that.
Who took the box?
We have cameras here?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy, you just set off Rich. You just set off Rich's paranoia to such a degree.
You have to go to the second floor, and there's this whole video room. It's like the NBA replay center.
Really? So how tough is it to find out, like, to go back and watch the tape?
Just find out an engineer around here. They're going to be really into helping you.
You know, so I can tell you that when I left the Jock Lounge to go produce our show, it was a little bit before 2 o'clock, and the boxes were still there.
Ooh. Now, Tony Maserati, you are on the phone.
Yes, Fred, I am. And in retrospect, what I should have said is, can I have the remote so that I can throw it at Fred's head the next time I get pissed off?
He is.
Tony,
I didn't say use it on a TV at home. I was just trying to be open and honest, Fred.
Oh, no, because
I wasn't going to use it to start my car.
Yeah, there's so many things you could have used that television remote for. I'm glad that you said it that way. Like, hey, I'm kidding. I see you have a cake here. Do you mind if I fly the space shuttle?
So we can get to the bottom of this. Let me tell you exactly what happened.
Okay.
I walked in yesterday because I am a very straightforward and honest human being. Okay? So I walked in yesterday and a Comcast box with the NBC Sports logo was sitting on the desk where I usually sit to prep for the show. And it had your name on it. And Felger got a similar one the other day that had a new remote in it. So I said, oh, did Rich leave this here because he doesn't want it? Because as Jimmy said, we all leave stuff in there that we open that we don't want and ends up sitting up and piling up. And someone said, I don't know. And I said, oh, does this, you know, I opened the box and looked at the remote because my kids like to use the microphone feature on the remote where they can dictate what channel they want on rather than actually pressing the button.
On the TV.
Correct. Are we on the same page so far?
Yes, you're going to use it for a TV, yes.
Okay, so I then looked at
the remote. No, wait, let me get this straight. Your kids like to use the microphone on it?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, thank you. That was so necessary.
Exactly. So, you know, you can press the microphone and say ESPN rather than actually.
Or you could press it, you could say Lifetime. Or you could press it. I mean, it's endless. You want to go through all the channels we could say?
So, I then saw that the remote had the microphone feature, mm-hmm. and I decided at that point in time that, oh, if Rich doesn't want this, I'll take it. I could use this remote. So I texted him. Rather than just take it, I thought I was doing the honest thing.
He did. You did text me.
Now,
absolutely.
Who took it? Jimmy?
So I then put it back. I asked Jimmy. I actually asked Jimmy first. I said, Jimmy, are you a Comcast guy? Do you want it? And he said, no.
Why are you guys offering it to each other when it's mine? It's got my name on it.
Well, I was operating under the assumption that you didn't want it.
It's one hell of an assumption.
It is.
Okay.
You leave so much guilty as charged.
You know what you want or what you don't want.
Okay,
so Jimmy, you have a problem with how much crap Rich leaves in the office.
Yeah, he leaves the workstation a mess. It's disgusting. Every day I have to clean up something new.
The coffee, yes,
but
absolutely.
Somebody who's like the big germaphobe and is so clean about everything.
Oh, you don't know. You know germaphobes. You work with these two guys. I'm on the complete opposite side. Felger brings his own mic screen. I'm nothing like that.
You're in Zolak territory as far as leaving a workstation. Disgusting.
Now, that may be true. Yes, that may be true.
All right. So
who took it?
So, okay. So that part I don't have an answer for you on. But Jimmy's being nice. Jimmy didn't open the remote. I opened the remote. He just doesn't want to throw me under the bus.
Really? I got Jimmy's jumping on the grenade for you? He just lied to us to make you, to defend your honor?
Well, we have trained our producer well, Rich.
All right.
Yeah. If and when something goes out on the airwaves that's not supposed to, Jimmy takes the blame.
Okay, all right.
Well, because he's the one here, one person here is bulletproof.
That's right.
I will take the FaceTime call from all of you if you need me in at 2 a.m.
Oh, that's very nice.
All right. So you guys left the room. Who took it? Who do you think took it?
Sarge.
Okay, so
Riley. I don't doubt that for one minute. And that's the first person I thought it was.
Yeah, it's probably Sarge.
So Sarge was working on the Zolak and Bertrand show. Was he kind of hovering around the studio when you guys were in there?
You have to ask that?
I asked about four times while I was doing his air shift. I blame him.
He did.
All right.
Well, yes.
You know what? I'll tell you, because I did. I left it on the desk in the jock lounge because I didn't get an answer from Rich. So I said, I'm not going to take it if Rich wants it.
Yeah.
So it was basically.
Now that Jimmy says it, Sarge was in the building. I did see him floating around. If it were food, I would say it was absolutely Zolak, but he wasn't around. And okay. So my money, you know, now that I think of it, there is a measure of irony that someone whose name is Sarge is actually a borderline criminal.
All right. Well, Jimmy and Tony Maserati, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Listen to them today at 2 o'clock. We appreciate it, guys.
See you, guys.
Clean up your workspace, Rich.
Yeah, that I will. I definitely will do that. All right. It's Sarge. It's Sarge, without a doubt.
He was the name that came up in the 6 o'clock hour. You remember we talked about.
He was the first person we thought of.
How come no one took our Chatterbait shirts?
Chatterbait that was sent to us. Yes, that's one that you would think that would just fly out of the shelf.
Something I there's very few things I want to take from here. We have to break, but one of them was the Mr. Skin book because it. I think it's funny and it gives us good ideas. And I think the Mr. Skin book's gone, which is weird because it was around for like 4 years.
I don't. Why won't anyone take that thing that Boomer Esiason left for us? The American flag box.
I put everything on the table in the kitchen if I don't want it.
Because that is the designated spot for take it.
I ask anyone if they want it, and if they don't, I put it in the kitchen.
Hmm.
I got sent a life size Jenga thing, and someone hauled it out of here. I didn't steal it. I gave it to him. I can't remember. It might have been Nick.
I wonder how much that remote's worth. Because could that be something you could actually bring charges against? For stealing something? I mean, is that like hard time? Because that might be a good way to finally get rid of Sarge.
Well, is it hard only time? Yourself to blame for his ascension to wherever he is now?
I mean, is there a different level of robbery mess, if it's like should, over $100?
It's your mess. I think you should clean it up.
We will have more from the NBA awards.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich, and
real quick, our listeners are begging me to charge Sarge with some sort of theft. They said just make him give him a dishonorable discharge. But to that, I just say, do me a favor, Robbie, our new intern. This is your first real job for the show. Okay, first real job. I want you to go upstairs and I want you to watch that videotape. Find a way to watch it between 1:30 and fast forward or whatever you got to do between 1:30. And 6 o'clock, all right? And see if you see somebody walking out with a white box that says Comcast on it. And when you do, I want you to come down and tell me who it was.
And while you're at it, do a 360-degree dunk on a 10-foot rim. Because you ain't getting any access to that security,
Jay Stu said it was easy to do. I didn't even know it existed.
Dan, there's no way he's going to get access to that.
It's impossible to do, not easy. It's impossible. I've tried, and I think you have to watch it in real time.
So you
no fast-forward capability.
So you
and
tried
good luck finding an engineer. Yes, I have tried before.
What happened where you had to check the tape before?
The engineer walked away and said, yeah.
No.
I'll get to it.
Why did you have to check the tape? Somebody steal some of yours?
There was a questionable items that were missing from my file cabinet.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Intrigue. Well, let's just see how
Didn't they catch someone peeing one time?
Oh, the camera's outside the building?
No, inside the building.
Oh, inside the building. I don't know if I...
Like peeing outside the bathroom?
No. Peeing, like, in the aisle a long time ago. I mean, it's a different company. Yeah, I think that someone got caught... late at night, urinating on the ground.
In here, in the studio?
Nope.
Oh, outside?
Not outside the building. Inside the building on this floor, in front of an office.
Oh, really?
Interesting.
Was this like a
am I the only one who knows about this?
Yes.
Yeah. No, Dan, you
Fred, I did not know it was inside the building, but I think I know of the story.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, it was inside the story. I thought it was quite the gossip.
Bertrand wants to know now, too. But he pulled the tapes!
Okay, well, you're good luck with that.
Let's see how good you are, Robbie. Robbie, you're still sitting there.
Yeah, Robbie, don't worry.
I'm not joking. I'm being serious. Let's see how good you are. Go. Second floor, upstairs.
And by the way, then make Rich wait here until you find it.
Robbie is still sitting there. I'm being serious. Go.
He can't get it.
Rich, there are no engineers here. What don't you understand?
He can't get
it's 8:45. There's no engineers here.
You know what? Let me go up during the commercial break.
Not you. This is a Robbie situation.
They're going to let an intern look.
There are three different companies in this building. Those engineers are going to look at you and say, I don't work for this company, and I don't work for you, and I don't work for
And they're not going to get an intern to and like go, here's our security footage.
That's Robbie. That's no regular intern.
Well,
Robbie
can
make things happen.
No, so this pipe dream
name.
This pipe dream of yours is not going to happen.
Oh, you can't tell me if there's video of Sarge stealing his remote control, it wouldn't be the greatest thing ever.
I would love it. I'm just, yes, listen, I would love it, but there's no way you're going to be able to do it. Good try, but Robbie, they're not going to let Robbie do it. Robbie doesn't work here. If they let Robbie do it, I'd be like, what the hell are you doing?
It's Robbie. He works here.
Yeah, good. Tell me one thing about him.
Well, he is tall.
No. One thing about his life.
We didn't have to interview him too much.
Did he have a girl? Does he have a girlfriend?
I know nothing about Robbie other than he's a go-getter. All I need to know is he's a go-getter.
Yeah, right. Robbie's great. You know so much about him.
More than you know.
Yeah, I don't want to know anything about Robbie.
At least I know his name.
Yeah, Robbie's fine. I don't bother him. He doesn't bother me.
Don't you want Sarge to at least think that we could get access to these tapes?
No, I don't care. Sarge should admit it if he's it's stolen valor.
Stolen valor. I'm surprised Sarge is not called in to defend himself.
He's got
to
be asleep. That's the only reason.
He's asleep after a red hot DJ session.
Yeah.
Have you seen that Sarge now is?
Yes.
You guys get texted that from Zolak that he has cards out.
Yes.
That
yes. Sarge. Yes.
Like party DJ.
I knew that. Mm-hmm. Yes.
DJ Sarge.
DJ Sarge.
DJ Sarge.
Yeah. And it's like this really lame, like it looks like a card from like a bar mitzvah in 1984. It's got like a purple light on it and it's like DJ Sarge.
Purple light? That I did not know.
Oh yeah, it's got like
a beam from up in the corner.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it looks like one of those like Olin Mills or like yearbook photo things?
Yes, no, exactly what it looks like. If you were at a bar mitzvah in like 1987, and the DJ would have a stack of cards like on the DJ table,
no,
and you took one of them.
Pretty much bar mitzvahs were more recent than that,
that would be it.
No, they got to have it together at least something better than this one.
Okay.
That's the bar mitzvah season coming up before you know it, baby.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the NBA Awards was last night, and here were I want to play this one more time because we gave the NHL some problems. But the NBA was without its own big superstars.
Please welcome from TMT's Claws, Niecy Nash and Karrueche Tran.
I am.
All right, Sarge is on the phone.
Yeah, of course he is. He's up. He woke up.
All right, Sarge just said, let's go. All right, Sarge, hello.
That's the Sarge signal. How are you?
Well, now I don't feel so good that you said that. All right, so...
Okay, so there are... Did you steal the remote?
No.
Okay. Knowing that there is a videotape that could possibly prove that you stole the remote.
Go to the tape. Go ahead.
Okay.
Do you have any theory on who took the remote?
John Wallach.
Do you have any theory on who took the remote?
Yeah, so did John Wallach.
That's very funny.
Okay, that's
Sarge.
Very funny. So, now, Maz said that you were indeed asking about the remote.
Who? Maz.
He's guilty as hell. This is someone who sounds guilty as hell, doesn't it?
Tony Maserati, he does afternoons here.
Yeah, Tony Maz.
Yep.
He said you were asking about the remote.
In the studio or the junk
room? Where do you think? You were asking about the remote. Anywhere. Were you asking about a remote yesterday?
No. I didn't even say a word to Maz yesterday.
James Stewart said the same thing. Now, are you calling both of them liars?
Yes.
All right. That's all I need. That's all I need.
There you go.
Where did you get your cards made for your DJ business?
Oh, we're crushing it. I don't know if you guys can afford me.
Okay, that's a good advertisement, too. Go get Sarge as your DJ. It's really expensive.
You can't afford it.
People that make it for me.
Okay, I can't stand you.
I mean, that's the... He stole it.
He's so bad on the air.
You realize this is all your fault.
Me?
No. Both of you.
I didn't do anything.
You didn't bring Sarge to prominence?
I don't know what this has turned into? My head's spinning. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what the deal with all this is. I don't know.
Sarge just tweeted, sorry, boys, wasn't in the Jock Lounge for more than 1 minute yesterday. Matt Dolph said, I would argue that stealing a remote would take about 14 seconds.
Okay, well...
So he's calling Jay Stu, and he's calling Tony Mazza
liars.
So, dude, he totally stole it. Tell me after that phone call he didn't steal.
My only question is if he has a television. hey, I heard about your DJ business. Yeah, the cards are kind of lame, but it's a lot of fun. You couldn't afford it, is what he says. Like, what an idiot. I heard you have a catering business. Oh, yeah, it's terrible food.
And it's too expensive.
It's way overpriced.
It's way overpriced. All right, here's Matt. Okay, we got to take Matt's ride. Okay. And then this has to stop.
Why?
Because it's great. Anything that makes Sarge squirm.
I think 45 minutes is enough.
Okay.
All right, Tony Maserati, hello.
You know what kills me is you guys have audio there. It's recorded. You guys would make horrible reporters, by the way. Horrible reporters.
Sure.
Okay. I never said that Sarge asked about the remote. I never said that. I said that Sarge was in the building. I never said he asked me about the remote.
Okay, then what did you say? You said he was walking around, or was it James Stewart who said that?
Stu might have said that. That wasn't me.
All right.
Okay, all right.
Well, listen. Listen, the fish rat business has changed since
You know, seriously, it's reached the point where when I get that remote, I am going to chuck it at Fred's fat head.
Listen, I'm just glad that you let Rich know you wanted to use it for TV. If you're just joining us, Maserati texted Rich and he said, do you mind if I take this television remote? I'd like to use it at my television at home.
Well, what's the microphone used for again?
You put it in the microwave.
if it were Jim Murray who texted, I won't tell you what he uses the remote for because he uses it to measure various body parts.
Okay. Really? Like a big new remote? Or like an Apple TV remote?
You're going to have to ask Murray about that one.
How does that even come up?
Long story.
Yeah. Okay, that was two double entendres.
Yep.
All right. Very good.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right, see you later.
All right, see you. Oh, if that's the case, God. I'm an iPod Nano. So,
yeah, so if it's an iPod or an Apple TV remote, you're all right. Yeah, you got to figure that Jim Murray's doing okay down there.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
He's got that deep voice.
Yeah, yeah.
And he has I went to Dr. Leonard and he put the hair transplants in. The big Jim Murray just went to a scally cap shot and just said, can you just sew it to my brain? Because, like, literally, have either of you ever seen him without a scally cap?
Yes.
I have.
Whoa!
I have.
You did too. We went to dinner. He couldn't wear his hat.
Yep. Did he have it and they made him take it off?
I don't know if they asked him to or he just was classy that way and just took it off.
Yep. Which dinner?
The steak dinner out in Houston.
Oh, Houston? Oh, okay. Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I wasn't paying attention. I was just looking at all that fine beef. Okay. Well, I think the mystery of the remote is over, and it's obvious that Sarge took it. And if you were looking for a DJ for your event,
he's too expensive for you.
He's far too expensive for you.
You can't afford him.
Yes, I have plenty of money, but apparently it's not enough for Sarge.
Did you talk to Maz?
I would say any local DJ I could probably afford to use. A local DJ. I'm not talking about someone,
right.
You know. Any local DJ I could afford. Except for Sarge, apparently. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. Kyrie Irving was just on... the Today Show or one of them?
Good Morning America, I think. Him and Shaq were on.
Okay. So the idea is they're promoting the movie that comes out Friday, Uncle Drew.
Mm-hmm, which I will be seeing this evening.
They're really going forward with this. They're really actually doing press and everything else.
It was probably made for $12 million and it's going to make $40.
I don't know. Animal House was made for $2.5 million.
Well, Animal House is also in the 70s.
No. What I'm saying is that was considered a minuscule budget in 1978. So I have to imagine that $12 million is absolutely nothing. Now,
well, that's what I'm saying. Is it was probably made for next to nothing, and they're going to make like $40 million.
Do you think you could make a movie for $12 million?
Oh yeah, of course. I mean, there's people who do that like all the time now. Like a lot of these like low budget indie movies are. I mean, Tyler Perry's films cost like $12 million.
Tyler Perry is a exception to the rule,
and they make a ridiculous amount of money.
They do. Tyler Perry has a brand that is very appealing to a lot of people. But I would like to see how much it says. You can look at how much Uncle Drew.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it right now. I can't imagine. In all honesty, it probably cost them I'm going to say like 18 million. It's probably closer to 20. And it's going to make... It's going to make somewhat... Oh, and but you also have to think about it, too. Does the cost... Do you have to take away how much it actually costs because it's also an ad for Pepsi?
Right.
So it's also ad dollars. Right. So the people okay. are seeing the commercials
Fair
and
enough.
Things.
Okay. Yeah, because it's all product placement, apparently.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. So they made a lot of money that way. And it was underwritten by Pepsi.
Yes. I'm wondering if... Because Kyrie Irving's obviously seen it.
I wonder if he's one of those guys that's weird enough to not actually watch the movie he starred in.
I don't know, because it takes balls to go to a screening with a real audience and sit there and listen to it, just deafening silence as the movie goes on.
But tonight's the night. I will be seeing, finally, I'll be seeing Uncle Drew. And the early reviews are very mixed. So
very polarizing,
is
actually.
Is Cedric the Entertainer in it? No.
Okay.
No. It's the guy, Little
Ray.
No, it's the guy who was in Get Out. He was the one who worked for the TSA.
Oh, yeah.
He was actually very funny.
Yeah.
And so is Tiffany Haddish, who is kind of now the new It Girl
right.
in comedy movies.
I have a feeling this was made before she was the new It Girl.
It was last summer that they made this. And that at least was smart. You got two people with comedic chops and Nick Kroll to kind of carry the other guys.
Okay, so Uncle Drew, according to Rotten Tomatoes, has not been reviewed yet.
Well, click on it, and there's some reviews that are actually on there.
Okay.
Once you click on the actual page.
It says no score yet.
Yeah. It means that you don't have enough for a score,
okay.
But there's like several reviews that have come
in. So the Hollywood Reporter thought it was all right.
Yep. And then Variety did not, or the Variety kind of said it was a whole, like, one giant commercial. So, I mean, it's kind of, it's mixed. Not too positive, but nothing too negative.
Oh, by the way, and if you click on that page, Aleve. Buy one Aleve muscle back and muscle pain, get $5 off a movie ticket. Uncle Drew.
Something tells me Aleve is probably
right.
used
so,
when he
a
hurts
lot of
back.
Old guys
right.
need to relieve pain.
Okay, you're right. It's going to make a lot of money. I mean, if they're willing to do this, and they're just willing to just throw crap at it.
Now, a lot is subjective. It's going to definitely make its money back. I guarantee you it's going to make probably $40 million.
All right. And then I guess all the advertising ties in and pays for most of the marketing.